ditch the fairy tale, princess. It's time to step outside the status quo and blaze your own trail. The path littered with setbacks, successes, and newfound passions. Why? Because when you break away from the script, you start to pursue a life by choice. One that is all yours. Live unscripted and rewrite your life.
Welcome back to Unscripted, the podcast. I'm your host, Jess Bergio, and I'm excited to have a conversation with you today with a new friend of mine, Natalie Neal. She is a brand designer, human design guide, and the founder behind the soulful marketing and branding studio, Naturally by Design. Welcome to the show, girl. I'm so excited. We have been jamming for the last like 10 minutes, 15 minutes, I don't even know, about all things human design, branding, taking your business and brand to the next level. We really even talked a little bit about what it's like to be projector moms with Manny Gen kids, our partners, or generators. I was like, how long have we known each other? 15 minutes? It feels like 15 years. So I'm so excited to dive into some juicy topics on the podcast today. But welcome. I'm so glad you're here.
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad too. This is already amazing.
I'm like, we should probably hit record at some point because I know. Maybe people want to hear what we're talking about. But what I'm so excited to talk about today is the fact that a lot of what you do has actually been a pain point for a lot of people wanting to start their podcasts, which, as you guys know, listening to the show, I started Media Unscripted about 8 months ago with my partner, and we have been able to help launch several people's podcasts. We've taken over for production for a lot of people's podcasts. And while that's been really great to see people take action, start a show, what I've noticed, and truth be told, is a lot of people are putting the cart before the horse, wanting to create a podcast without clarity on branding. And so Natalie and I are going to kind of dive into what that looks like. She really specializes in helping seasoned entrepreneurs similar to myself take their brand to the next level or really truly embody authenticity when it comes to branding. Maybe you can explain that a little bit better as to exactly who you like to work with and why you kind of got into this niche, because it is really specific and I love it. And I'm like already thinking of all the things I'd love to switch up with my branding. So I'll let you introduce like what you do and how you kind of run things.
Yeah. So I come up from a very traditional marketing and branding expertise. So I was the VP of marketing for a top travel company. And I, after having my son, during COVID, I left and started helping entrepreneurs. But what I really realized was that people were trying to become someone they weren't because they thought that's what people wanted to see from them. Or they saw a success blueprint from someone of like, here's how to make your 10K months and, you know, just really wanted that success for themselves, but really wasn't aligned. And so I quickly realized that the old models of marketing and branding that really talk about, you know, competitor analysis or SWOT, that it really encourages people to look outside of themselves for validation of who they should be successful. And really what's happening is people are becoming more sophisticated consumers and can see if that's not authentic to who you are. And so really the name of the game now is to get incredibly clear about who you are and what is your authentic voice and understanding what is your energetic essence and how do you turn that into an embodied expression? How do you take what's inside you and make it visible to the external world? And so branding is all energy and it's all a matter of how you make people feel.
Yeah. That's so true and so good. And I get that for early stage entrepreneurs, we want to follow somebody's success blueprint. But for a lot of people, they may follow something, have some level of success, maybe hit a 5K, 10K month, but it doesn't feel aligned. Mm. And there's so much effort required to show up as a version of yourself that you're truly not. And I think we only learn that through trial and error, trying things on is like, that's not a good fit for me. I don't think I can, you know, run at that person's pace, or I don't feel aligned to show up on social media every day, or my brand isn't a bright yellow blazer, or whatever the case may be, using some, you know, as you're listening to the show, visuals to help you understand what I'm talking about. But when you really sit with yourself and you listen to the things that light you up, like you and I were talking about earlier, the things that authentically make you, that's why when I look back the podcast was a good platform for me to find my voice and create a brand from that point. When I kicked off the podcast, I did it from a pain point, being closed during COVID. I had just opened my very first reel, my own salon, and we'd only been open for 6 months. And we were told we could work outside. We were told we could work by the dumpsters. And I just felt such a need to create a voice for my industry that it was enough for me to start. I had no rhyme or reason, no vision, no brand, no business outside of my hair business at the time. I had started some networking events and I was just putting my feelers out there. What are people attracted to that I do naturally? What are my skill sets that I could use to parlay and leverage what I've done for 20 years in a different arena? Let me just try that out. Luckily, I had invested in a business mastermind where I was shown, like you talked about, different people's success blueprints. And I remember often when people would share how they got there, thinking, I wouldn't do that. That's not how I would do it. That's not for me. I'm glad that worked for you. But so what was interesting was I luckily wasn't brainwashed with the 5, 10, 15K months, because I was already making that, you know, pretty easily and regularly in my hair business. And so that wasn't the thing that attracted me to, let's say, entrepreneurship. I already was an entrepreneur. What I needed to learn was, who are you in this new phase of your life and business? And what type of energy do you want to attract? Because when I started in the beauty industry, I was 19 years old. I didn't know who I really was. I didn't know what I was willing to do or not do. You kind of take everything when you're learning, you say yes to things, and that's how you try things on for size. But when you're older and you're a little bit more seasoned, you know what kind of energy you want to be around. You ideally know what type of people you want to be talking to, and you generally know what your passion and purpose is in helping others if that's the thing that you do. And so when I watch and see kind of from afar, people trying to create these podcasts without a real sense of that, it comes through. And then if people do happen to find your podcast, there's not a lot of brand cohesiveness for people to feel connected to you at a big, deep level that they then hit the follow button, or they come back for more, or they seek out potentially paying you for something in the future. So it is really important, if you're going to do one thing like start a podcast, to get your brand really dialed in so that it all makes sense, right? Because you're missing a piece of the pie if you don't have a dialed in branded website that really speaks to who you are and who you're trying to attract. And so you and I touched on the who we need to be in order to, you know, attract what we want. Let's dive into that a little bit, because I think you really gave me two good perspectives when you shared kind of that high level overview of, like, often we're told we need to be a certain way in order to attract certain clients. And when I asked you about that deeper, share what you said, because I think this is a really pivotal thing about, it's the higher self versus like pretending to be something we're not.
Yeah. I mean, usually we're told to be the person who could attract, you know, these kind of people. And it's right and it's wrong at the same time, in terms of, it's all about the frequency that is being shared. So it's either like, when you say be the person who can attract, you know, the right people to you, it's really saying you need to become your higher self. Like, what is your higher self to serve the kind of people that you want to serve? So it's very like an internal game. And something that's really helpful, if you're like, I have no idea who that is to really get clear, like just get quiet and to think about and even do a visualization of who you are 5 years, 10 years from now, moving through your day and how you're serving people, and really think and go into like the sensory details of that, of like, what are you wearing? Like, how are you interacting with people? Who are the kind of people that are coming to you to get help? So it's really helpful to not think about what you want or who you have to be in this moment, but who are you being in the future? And that is going to be so much more helpful than looking externally to other people's examples of success. It really has to be who the most successful version of yourself, and how you can really embody that version of you now.
I love that. So true. And I hope if you're listening, it's giving you some perspective on taking the pressure off of comparing yourself to what we see as success online, because I know it can be really frustrating to think that you're doing all the things, you're checking all the boxes. You know, I've had a lot of side conversations, and I hope that some of you are listening right now that I have had these conversations with, the whole concept of I'm quote unquote doing everything and it's not working. I'm quote unquote doing everything that they're doing, but I don't seem to have the same successes or opportunities that they are having, whoever they are for you. And I really want to help you understand right now, hopefully through this conversation with Natalie, that it may be because you're trying to be something that you're authentically not, and your people are noticing that and they're not attracted to that. And maybe they're missing the old version of you, because maybe a past version of you had some level of success, but you were influenced heavily by how someone else is showing up or how other people are putting content out there. And I'll tell you, for me, like, staying really true to how I naturally want to share on social media has gained me the organic following that I have now. And I just recently hit 10K on Instagram, which, you know, seems to be some sort of a milestone. But it's funny because I didn't ever think I'd get here. And truth be told, I didn't really care. I wasn't chasing numbers. The only thing that the numbers help show is that people are relating to your content, and that more and more people, as I put myself in rooms or like on these podcasts, are attracted to the message that I'm sharing. And so there is some sense of validation when you see the numbers growing. It helps, you know what I mean? It helps to give some sort of validation, because otherwise, how do we know? And so with that, it's kind of like, if we can tune in and tap back in, like she said, to that energy of who are we? What is that future 5-10 year version of us? What is she wearing? How does she feel when she's up and she's around? And who does she want to be speaking to? Who does she want to be serving? If you can't think that far ahead, just think 2-3-4 years ahead and really try to step into the energy of what it would be like to live in that space already. That's the embodiment work. And I think both of us share a huge love, you especially, of helping people understand their human design to better than show up in the right energy for their brand. So let's dive into some of that, because you and I are both projectors, slightly similar projectors too. And for anybody who doesn't know what human design is, can we give a quick high level, you know, 2-minute version of what it is? I know it's a very in-depth, I think system, and we could probably spend 3 hours talking about it, but I know a lot of people that follow me have since figured out what their design is, and I use it with all of my coaching clients, and it seems to be a huge aha for people. But do you want to give us a little overview?
Sure. And I think that any modality that helps you understand who you are on a deeper level and helps you put on the blinders of not comparing yourself to others is so key. And so human design is a relatively new modality. It combines the I Ching, astrology, the Kabbalah, and I'm forgetting something. Oh, chakra system, all together to really help you understand how you're designed to move through the world. So I also use Gene Keys, which is kind of a sister modality that came actually from human design. And it is really the way you're meant to move through life. So together, it's really helpful to look at both. And it's really helpful to get a reading with someone who knows both modalities and astrology too. They all work so well together. And the most important thing when you're just starting out, because yeah, you're right, it can be really overwhelming because it looks like gibberish when you first download it. But the really important thing is to understand your type. So both of us are projectors, your authority. So how you're meant to make decisions. So you're an emotional projector. I'm a splenic projector. And your strategy. So all projectors, the strategy is to wait. And people get so confused about this because they're like, I don't want to wait around for people to invite me. Like, this is crap. And I definitely felt that way. I was a little mad learning that I was a projector at first. I'm like, really? This one's lame. But projectors are really meant to see others in a way that they can't really see themselves. And it is a beautiful type. It's about 20% of the population, but they're really here to guide. And what's so great about human design is even like between you and I, there's some distinct differences. Like I'm a 6'2" and you're a 4'1". Fours are all about the network. Like it is very much an energy of I'm going to bring people together. We're going to have these conversations. And another helpful thing in branding that I love to look at, if you're ready to go even a layer a little bit deeper, is look at your sun. So it's like that number at the top right corner. And there's a number there. And if you just Google like gate, whatever that number is, it will tell you a lot of interesting information, or gene key, whatever that number is at the top. It will give you some information about how you're meant to show up in the world. So that's something I do with all my clients at the begin with is I look at a few other things in the chart, but that's a really important one because in gene keys, that number is known as your life's work or brand sphere. So that's really helpful to understand the energy of that. Like for you, for instance, like the highest expression, I think you're 37, and the highest expression of that is tenderness. It's like it goes, I think it's equality is the gift, and then the highest expression is tenderness, which is very much about really leading from the heart. It's a very relationship-based. I think it's the gate of friendship and family. It's very much a community bringing people together and making sure that everyone is, there's fairness and equality and that everyone feels supported. It's a beautiful, beautiful gate and gene key. So even you telling about your success is so indicative of how you're already living your design of helping people in the community feel really supported and empowered and bring them together for these open-hearted conversations. So that's what I really love is that a lot of times when I do this kind of work in the branding work, people are already living parts of their design. And it's so validating to say, oh yeah, I meant to show up this way. This is how I am showing up. And this is so aligned with me. And if I keep going in this direction, it just has this anchor of confidence that that's the way you're supposed to show up. And you're not supposed to show up in any other way that looks like any other person's design.
Yeah. I am thinking of one person in my mastermind right now who is very strong-willed, very focused, very much a perfectionist, very much an achiever. And I so much so want to have her have a reading and understand that she is exactly meant to be doing things the way she's doing. And I can feel the resistance to the push and to the way that she shows up because not everyone's like her. So I think she questions how much, you know, she gets done and all of the things. And I think when we are given that permission that we are doing it the way we are meant to be doing it, or if you finally realize you've been trying to show up in an energy you're not meant to, and that's why it has always felt hard or challenging, even though everyone else is doing it that way, it can give you so much insight to how you can move into a phase of ease and flow in your life when you have that confidence. Because I would have sworn, probably like you too, because of the way my ego is defined and that I am more of a generator or manifesting generator, because I do have these big spurts of energy. I do get revved up and can go a lot faster than the majority of projectors, I feel like. But then I need to be completely off, shut away, back to my routines. It's funny because even like day four of a vacation, I'm like, I'm done, back to the routine. And it seems so boring and methodical. And my generator partner's like, what's wrong with you? You're reading again in the morning. Like, it's funny the things I need to do to like stay on my game. But also, you know, when I learned about how I operate, it allowed for me to stand rooted in that. No, this is what I need. And I'm not afraid to say, this is what I need. This is how I need to be. And if you want to partner with me, well, as long as you get what you need, I get what I need. But there's an understanding. It's not so much, well, this is how I am. It's literally, this is how I am meant to be in the world. So let's find a way to make this work. I think learning about human design and even going deeper with, you know, astrology, obviously, and the gene keys can just help us understand ourselves a little bit better. I recently had a one-on-one client who she was sharing different things. And as she was talking, I was like, I can't pinpoint what she is. And I'm like, I wonder if she's a reflector. Sure enough, she was a reflector. And it was funny because one call she'd be like, I want to open another salon and I want to take over the world and I want to do this and I'm all over. And then another time she'd be like, really, I just want to slow down and do less and be around less people. And I just feel like I take on everyone's energy. And I was like, wow, I don't understand what's happening. Like on one minute she's like, go. And the next minute she's like, no. And so when she got a reading and finally figured it out, I was like, oh my gosh. So when she tried to jump into something, I was like, no, remember? This season is for slowing down. You're not going, like, she was around other people that were doing it a lot. So she felt like she wanted to keep up. And I think when we can get discerning, especially as we get older, around where we're spending our energy, how we're showing up, it can help us make decisions in life. Because I know, and I know this is true for so many people, probably you as well, that that decision fatigue now, especially as an entrepreneur, we have so many different like variations of how we can show up, what we can speak to, what we can offer even as far as services. And I'm learning that through, you know, starting the agency and offering my one-to-one and seeing how my energy changes when I show up in different spaces. And does it feel aligned? Am I able to still be the version of me that I want while doing these things? And a few times the answer has been no. And so it's not aligned. So I therefore have to realize like, okay, I tried that. It was what sounded good. It looked good on paper maybe, but it wasn't meant for me. And I really honor that you do this kind of work and help people create branding from this place, because I can only imagine how it's changed the game for some of your clients. Do you want to share how like simple changes and tweaks to their branding and messaging and websites have like really been able to draw people in a way that maybe they didn't get or see before?
Yeah, definitely. I wanted to call out two things of your design that I thought was so funny, because your radiance, which is like how you're healthy, like how are you most healthy in your evolution. Their evolution is in human design is called the gate of aloneness. Like you need to like just unplug, and it's like, you know, like you're in the community, you're helping, and then you really have to be alone. And radiance is all about your health. And it's kind of like your inner shine. And so that's one of the ones I look at with the branding work that I do. But yours is the gate of fixed patterns. So like attuning to your natural rhythms and creating healthy habits and rhythms and rituals to ensure consistency. So even just seeing how that shows up in your life, it's like, yeah, and it's so great, because once people really kind of see some of this and start to implement it in their lives and businesses, incredible things happen where things just flow much better, and opportunities start coming their way that they don't have to try that hard. Like even recently for me, like I haven't posted on Instagram this year at all. And to any business owner, that would be like, oh my gosh, that is suicide. But actually, I have brought in more business by not posting and just having like very intimate conversations and connecting with a few people in intimate ways. And that I've had way more opportunities come my way, which is like so bonkers, but it is part of my design. So I put less stock on social media and more on those intimate conversations, because I know that's how I'm designed to connect with people in a really intimate way. So that's one example of like, don't think that there's certain things out there that tell us that this is the way you have to do things to be successful in business. Mm-hmm. And like, I just had one client who was really showing up in a way. She had like just left her job and started showing up as a coach. And really, when we looked at her design, it was so fascinating to see the channels that she had that she was able to really kind of hone in on the type of people she was meant to serve. And it was like very much tied to like the plant medicine industry. And that was like showing up in her chart. And the moment she started really kind of coming and talking about those types of things, then all of a sudden a startup found her and asked her to be their spokesperson. And like her career has just skyrocketed just because we like started taking a look at her deeper design elements. And and basically being called out for like, why don't you actually talk about the things you want to talk about that you're actually doing for clients? And oftentimes we're so afraid of being judged or, you know, like standing out in a way that, you know, people aren't used to, but the world is changing. Mm-hmm. And it's so important for people to get so aligned with the work that they're meant to do in the world, because if you don't do that, then you're not giving permission to someone else to show up in their truth. And we are at that critical point where everyone needs to show up as their most authentic self and sharing what it is they're meant to do in the world.
So good. Oh my gosh. So I know you speak a lot about like lifestyle design and understanding how like obviously our brand is an extension of us. And we've touched on that quite a bit already with all of the keys, the design, the astrology, and how to use them kind of as the foundation of your brand. But what are some, you know, real strategies that once people do learn? I mean, even listening to you talk about how you haven't posted on social media this year, I'm like, I wonder how many people are going to listen to this episode and be like, I sure hope I'm just like her because I don't ever want to post on social media again. But in all fairness and reality, like I love posting on social media. I would love if someone said, you don't have to do it. I've now found flow and ease with it because of my habits and my rituals and routines that I've set up in order to support the fact that I use it as a marketing platform. Originally, though, when I discovered that, you know, 5 years ago, I had to run my social media page for marketing and I couldn't just post my Starbucks sandwich anymore or cute picture of my baby, I was like, I don't want to do this. But really, it was because I had no, you know, prior experience doing it. And I wasn't clear on who I was, what I was doing, who I was serving or any of that. So it was hard. It was all hard and it was all challenging and annoying and frustrating. Now it's a lot easier. There's flow. I know how to show up. I know how to, you know, bring people together and talk about community. And so, you know, having a reading from a few other people of the community aspect being a funnel for my business and a part of who I'm meant to serve and how I'm supposed to bring people together, that invitation piece comes by putting myself out there and by showing people who I am authentically and inviting them into my world to then invite me into theirs. And so, you know, often we can interpret things on our charts however we want. And that's the cool thing about this. It's not telling you how to be. It's just telling you, you know, a little bit more about yourself and how you're meant to process certain things. And that's been such a big gift for me because, like I said, around being alone and that downtime, you know, I used to spend 10, 12 hours a day at the salon. And so with people the entire time. And so then I would sit in the car for an hour afterwards. I would sit in the driveway. And I remember my son's dad calling me, are you going to come inside? And I'm like, nope, I need 10 more minutes. You know, I just needed to be alone and quiet the calm and the chaos. And I wonder, looking back, if I would have known that that was normal, if I would have felt less guilty for it or shame for it, or maybe I would have learned, like, you're not meant to spend 10 hours a day with people. You're just not. And that's why you feel so drained. So if you don't want to feel drained, you're going to have to do something and change the way you run your business. But I was just doing it like everybody else and it didn't serve me. And that's when I hit the point of burnout and felt like I wanted to go a completely different way. But I share all that because how frustrating has some moments of our lives been, or our marketing or our messaging, where we're like, this isn't hitting, this isn't working, I want to throw my business in the trash, or this isn't working, I want to do something different. But really, you just need to tweak or change a few things. So if you guys are interested in getting a reading for one, I would definitely book with Natalie. If you're interested in figuring out how to take your branding to the next level, if you've been in business already for a while and you are really ready to take things to the next level, this is definitely the person you want to work with. Go a little bit deeper in that exploration of how you can truly show up as yourself. I love bringing you guys guests on who really add a lot of value. And I think you did just that. Sharing all of this has been, I think, super helpful for me. And I know my listeners are getting more curious about human design, the gene keys, using that to their advantage when building their business or figuring out what that next iteration of their life is going to look like based off of how they're really meant to be serving and showing up in the world. So is Instagram a good place for people to find you even though you're not posting, or shall we look for you elsewhere, sister?
Yeah, actually. So I should have clarified, I do show up on Instagram, but I do it from a place of sharing art and ministry and like when things are like really. So I have a different strategy than probably most, but it's highly effective for me personally.
Love it.
And so, and I think one thing that's really important that I wanted to share is that if you're looking to really attract more people to you, regardless of your design, is kind of like the first part is really understanding your brand essence, who you are, and mm-hmm. human design, gene keys, all of that's great for understanding that. But the next step is really to really visualize your vibe. So having people truly understand who you are and really crafting a world around you so that people are drawn into your energy. So that is probably the next step for people. And one thing you can do is go on wherever you're marketing and say, like, does someone truly understand who I am based on what they're seeing? Do they get a clear feeling of who I am and what it's like to work with me and be in my energy? Mm-hmm. So that's a really important next step for if you're either doing branding yourself or working with someone else, is to really hone in on the vibe and curate that in a way that makes people want to be part of your world. So that's one thing I would say. And yes, come to my Instagram. It's at Naturally by Design, or my website. That's naturallybydesign.com. And yeah, just shoot me a message. I love having conversations in the DMs. That's probably how I use Instagram the most, to be honest.
Yeah, as you should. And your Instagram is beautiful. I just pulled it up right now and I'm like, I can see why you don't need to post. Like, you've embodied who you are, what you represent, and kind of what you're trying to call in with what you have posted. And I love that. And I think often we feel like more is more, but a lot of times less is more, and more quality content is definitely what's trending right now. I definitely think there is that a fun place for things like TikTok or virality. But when you are building true deep connections and you're looking for business that is the same, you know, being able to speak to your ideal client, share from a heartfelt place who you truly are and what you're here to do. I don't know that viral content is really the way, but hey, to each their own. Guys, go visit. If you got any validation or takeaways from this podcast episode, you know where to reach us. You know, we love to hear from you. If you want to learn more, obviously go to her website, check it out. Everything's below in the show notes. I could talk to you for hours. I feel like I want a reading right now. How long do we have? But you guys, honestly, it's been a huge key for me to unlock learning that I was a projector, and even just hearing you share a few new things for me around, you know, the evolution gates and radiance and no one's told me that. I've had several readings and we've never touched on a few of those things because it is such an intricate system. And again, maybe I did hear that and it didn't resonate last time, right? Because how many times we've been told the same thing and we don't listen or we don't take that advice. So given whatever season you're in, if you're looking to up-level your brand, reach out, tell Natalie you heard this podcast, and we can't wait to keep serving you here on the podcast. This feels like you chose a very unscripted path when you broke free from the corporate and started to carve your own path. So you are one of us, sister, and I'm just so grateful that we're now connected. So I hope to dive deeper in the future around branding because I think you have a lot of value to offer, and I'm just grateful to have you in my world.
Thank you so much. This was so much fun. Thanks.
Yay.
Which one of your girls needs to hear this one? Send this to someone who could use a smile, some encouragement, and a little love from this edgy podcast host. Much thanks and all the love.